make noise or mess the house with other boys. Oh, please don't make me stay. I've been here one whole day. Dearest Fada, darling Mada, how's my precious little brother? Let me come home if you miss me. I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me. Wait a minute, it stopped hailing. Guys are swimming, guys are sailing, playing baseball, gee, that's better. Mada Fada, kindly disregard this letter.
Alan Sherman with a song that still can ring true. We are getting so many notes this morning. Gary said, what word comes before free, killer, and whacker? Free, killer, and whacker. I'll leave that one out for a moment or so. Russ knew that we were looking, actually Sharon knew that we were looking actually, let me be sure. Oh, interesting. Sharon thought that out, order, and space could be the word back. Back out, back order, backspace. That may be better than the answer we had in mind. In fact, that's a really good answer. Back out, back order, backspace. We were thinking of work, work out, work order, and workspace, but back fits beautifully. Sharon knows her words, you know, down in King, North Carolina. And Russ came up with stop, as in stopwatch, stopgap, and stopover. Stopwatch, stopgap, and stopover. And Gary, I think you know, was looking for weed whacker, weed free, and weed killer. Weed whacker, weed free, and weed killer. This is a game you can spend some time playing a little later today if you want to. It's kind of fun to think these up. Like wall, bread and wash, white wall, white bread and whitewash is what you would do. So by all means, think some up if you would like to, and share them with others. You can share them with us too a little bit later on. Coming up, our Youth Express Hour is going to feature some young guitarists. But first, you're going to hear an episode from the Remaking Tomorrow podcast, Youth Takeover Edition, where Muhammad is going to share some of his thoughts about personal and equitable learning. Along with Delina and Henry from Pittsburgh Kappa, Henry that is, and Penn Trafford, Delina, that'll be coming up shortly. Are you still thinking of upfront puzzles? I am. But it's probably time to stop. Josh White Jr. is coming up in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Chad Green, and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I can't hold it on the road when you're sitting there beside me and I'm drunk out of my mind. Merely from the fact that you are here, and I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I just as soon right now pull on over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. La da 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 da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- ever known. And I can't keep my eyes on the white line out before me, with your hands upon my collar and you whispering in my ear. And I have been around with a gypsy girl named Shannon, the daughter of the devil. And it's strange that I should mention her to you. I haven't thought of her in years. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- now you're a woman, more than anyone I've ever known. I can't hold it on the road when you're sitting there beside me, and I'm drunk out of my mind, merely from the fact that you are here. And I have not been known as the saint of San Joaquin, and I just as soon right now pull out over to the side of the road and show you what I mean. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- true liar, a woman, more than anyone I've ever known. More than anyone that I have ever known. You lie, you certainly a woman.
Josh White Jr., son of the old man, as he calls him, Josh White, here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
SLB is proud to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, Museum Lab, and Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. We had a great time last week with Miss Freddie's Home Cookin' Band at Buell Community Park. Join us at the Nova Place Plaza lawn, also on Pittsburgh's north side, on July 14th, Thursday at 12:15, as we present Liz McBride. The Solar Concert Series is free, and you can learn more at slbradio.org. Last week's segments featuring artist Zim Zayed, Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh, Quantum Theater, Pittsburgh Festival Opera, teen climate activist Abigail Whippich of Woodland Hills, and singer-songwriter Melina Bowser are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. along with many, many other past features that you can hear whenever you'd like to. It's a great pleasure for us to produce a podcast series called Remaking Tomorrow, hosted by Greg Bear and Ryan Newfather. The two of them do such a great job. And one of the nice things about that show, and I'm calling Ryan new dad because Rusty was just born, but Ryan Ritsuski and Greg Bear host the Remaking Tomorrow podcast. And they turn over the podcast every summer to kids for a youth takeover podcast featuring teens, and that is no exception. And we're going to take a listen to the Youth Takeover podcast that occurred earlier this summer, so you can take a listen to it. We'll tell you how to subscribe a little bit later on if you'd like to.
You're listening to a Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast, where teens host the program and welcome peer guests.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Remaking Tomorrow, a series of conversations about the future of learning. I'm Henry, and I am here with Delina. This is a podcast powered by Remake Learning, a network that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social change and technological change. On today's episode, we'll be talking with one guest about how students should be supported through their education today and in the future. To start, let's meet Mohammed.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mohammed Shadid. I'm a junior at South Fayette High School, and I am very interested in this topic as I think with the growing social changes that have occurred ever since COVID, a lot of students have struggled with adaptability and adjusting to normal world in terms of mental health, education, and just trying to catch up.
Right. How would you define personalized learning?
As someone said in a video, like a very famous video, is not every animal can climb a tree. And that's what our school system does. It's like one big tree and everyone is expected to climb it. I think the quote was a fish can't climb a tree. And I think there are a lot of students out there who aren't best equipped to this system of learning and the system that has existed for over 100 plus years while everything else in the world has advanced and adapted. So I think personalized learning needs to take into account the strengths and interests and passions of students and adjust to their learning needs to help them succeed.
I definitely understand that there's the theory of different intelligences, that everyone is suited to, you know, a unique style of creativity or intelligence. Do you have thoughts about standardized testing? Do you believe that that's like an effective way to gauge people's intelligence?
Standardized tests such as the SAT are honestly a little bit ridiculous. That one score based on your English and reading skills determine essentially your future, because that's what colleges, if you choose to go down that route, judge you based on. And so, say society in a much more competitive educational place, your peers can judge you based on it as well. And I think standardized tests in general, they're standardized for a reason, to test one particular set of skills, not reflecting your personality or your other forms of intelligence, as you said.
Do you wish that these ideas about personalized learning were more prevalent when you started your education? What would you change about the way you were taught and tested if you could go back in time and be in charge of all that?
I definitely do wish that there was more options for personalized learning. Montour, actually, I learned about this in their high school. They have an hour in a day where you choose what you want to do, basically. You can go to certain classes and choose what you want to do. I guess I wish when I started school, there was something like that where I could choose maybe every trimester, every quarter, I could go to a certain set of different classes with different skill sets, just try it out, test it. If it doesn't work, move on. And then explain why it did or didn't work too, to help understand within myself what I am truly passionate about.
This talk of choosing your own classes is making me think of a lot of high schools have a core requirement for graduation. You need this many math, this many sciences. How do you feel about that? Do you think that's necessary or do you think we could do away with that?
So obviously there should be a minimum number of classes you need to take just to have a general understanding of certain math skills, English reading skills. But I think at a certain time, like, does everyone really need to take English their senior year, their junior year? I don't think so, especially since the majority of the time we're analyzing texts from like 100 years ago. Does everyone need calculus? Not necessarily, depending on the field you're into. So I think just relaxing them, making it optional to take your last 2 years of high school too. Also, students will be able to actually do stuff they enjoy rather than sitting in classes, barely understanding what the teacher's saying because they don't care for it.
And I think it could be interesting if you took those classes and tailoring them to also get the stuff that is required. And I think the Gifted Center in Pittsburgh does that really well. Just for example, there was a zombie invasion preparation class. And that class, it was a lot of learning different math skills, and it was a brilliant way to do it.
If there are any specific skills or courses you'd like to take, it can absolutely be tailored into it. That way you kill two birds with one stone. You can learn about something you're truly passionate about and get some of those requirements out of the way in the process too.
Yeah, another good thing about the system of your dreams is that you're even going to be more prepared for the stuff you want to focus on in the future. Not only do you have less wasted time, but you're progressing towards whatever your goal may be. Another big important word that we're trying to get into is equity. How would you define equity as it relates to schools, education?
Equity, I would say, is taking into account everyone's needs, backgrounds, situations, desires as well, and doing the best they can. Obviously, it's a difficult challenge, but that's why there are administrators. There's a board of directors. So a student that has a lot of equity, has a lot of resources, has a lot of options, opportunities too.
To create that equity, do you think that should be up to the school board? Or do you think that teachers should take that more into account?
I think it should be a system change because we don't want to see that divide between the board of directors and teachers. And it can stop things from ever occurring because there'll be a resistance on one side or the other. Conflicts arise. They drop it because they don't want conflicts. So if it's a systematic change, everyone understands what's happening and everyone is on the same page moving forward.
What kind of changes might you make to be sure, you know, you and your peers all feel like you are supposed to be there?
Inclusion of a lot more clubs, I guess, to represent a lot more passions. That way people have something to look forward to after school to attend if they don't like the traditional sports or other clubs or activities in place in schools. Also in general, just allowing kids to be kids, honestly. High schoolers have so much more pressure on them to perform well academically, to figure out their entire lives by 18. And people who don't really fall into that trap, if you will, they may feel left out. And even people who connect their self-worth to their academic performance and don't do so well a couple times on a small quizzes here and there, they may feel as outcasts too. So I think overall, the system and the stigma of education needs to be addressed and that your self-worth is not connected to grades, because that is absolutely ridiculous.
How would you help students whose self-worth has been damaged in such a way or feel outcast or marginalized by our current system of education?
Yeah, so I've been guilty of connecting self-worth with grades too. I feel like everyone has at one point in their life. So just honestly, like, think about it in a logical way. In 10 years, is that one chemistry test you took a while back really going to affect you? Is it going to reflect your integrity, your character, who you are as a person, what you have accomplished by that time? It won't. All you can do is just try to do your best to prepare for certain exams if you do wish to do well. But if the outcome isn't exactly what you want, oh well.
And do you think, you know, along those same lines, that there should be more leniency, more than one redo for certain things, being able to fix those mistakes as to aid in getting away from that feeling?
With the rigid structure we have, it creates a lot of extra stress and anxiety for high schoolers. Similar anxiety to having a real job when we're 16, 17, 18, which isn't healthy. So if there is more leniency, the ability for redos and tests, for example, and the ability to reduce mistakes along the way, it will encourage further learning and encourage students to take risks too. Because often if they want to get a good grade, they're just going to stay narrow in one field, study what's on the test, that's it. They won't try and learn anything else, even if they're interested in it.
You'd say you'd be interested in like more flexible testing, or maybe like an oral exam where you're actually speaking to a teacher about a subject and then you can branch off into different directions.
Yeah, I think those could be great options. It would allow students to be more interested with what they are learning and attempt to be more interested in that field. So, yeah.
Also, I think a good idea could be when these tests are given out and when you're going to do a test, that there are multiple options for how you can do that test. If someone needs to do it orally, they can. Or if someone needs to do it on paper, they can. Or digital kind of thing. Tailor it to how that person is going to succeed the best.
Do you have any opinions on classroom sizes? You know, how many members of faculty to a number of students? Because a lot of these ideas sort of hinge upon students having people to go to and having enough manpower to tailor education to particular students.
So I have a couple classes right now in school where there's like 26, 27 kids at a time with one teacher. That's a crazy amount, a crazy ratio of students to a teacher. And if a student needs help, the teacher can't always accommodate them, especially to the extent that they may need. But honestly, there is a teacher shortage, especially after COVID with burnout and everything. So it is a difficult situation, I will admit. But the best that teachers can do is just try to be aware of all the students in their class and try to best support them as much as possible.
We are kind of suffering from a lack of educators just because it's a difficult job with the typical hours and the typical pay.
There's also definitely something to say with, you know, the fact they have to sustain their own classroom. They have to do everything themselves. And I think that it's unfair to have one person in charge of 20 plus and sustaining it all on their own.
I might even say that as much as it is a problem of the structure of classrooms and the fact that we haven't changed it for a long time, as much as it is both a labor problem and a financial problem, yeah. Like we don't have the resources as much as we don't have the willpower to accommodate everyone.
I don't think many people understand this, but teachers receive a lot of criticism too. Even though they try to do their best, they still receive it from students, from parents, from administrators. And there's a time where they're going to be fed up and it causes them to leave the field or maybe remain in the field but not be as interested in it and as interested in helping students, which causes those who need extra help to suffer as well.
How would you, specifically you, help students who are feeling marginalized or not good enough? They're struggling to really get into school and they're struggling to be successful. What would you do to aid them in thriving?
The first step anyone can do, honestly, is to just listen. Like, truly listen to what someone is saying. Not just hear what they're saying. Listen. Sometimes people just want to vent. That's okay. Just let them vent. If they don't want advice, just leave them be. But if they are seeking advice, you can listen. You can direct them to further resources, trustworthy adults. And I'm also a big advocate of mental health reform, too. And I have provided educational resources and support to those who struggle with mental health, too. A couple of mental health organizations. One is called Work to Be Well, with a 2. It focuses on promoting educational resources. They do podcasts as well. There's also the NHS Facilitator Network. If anyone is in NHS, you are available to join that as well. Locally, the state level, there's the PA Youth Advocacy Network. And they have several resources and organizations and initiatives they're working on too, including mental health reform for school days to be able to take a mental health day off.
What is one thing parents and educators can do to support every individual learner?
Yeah, I love this question. Parents and educators, often they'll be like, well, back in my day, you have it so easy now. You're so spoiled now. Back in my day, I had to do this. It's not the same situation. Obviously, we have to respect the challenges our parents and educators have faced, but it's not the same. Our generation, Gen Z especially, we've lived through a pandemic, a 2-year pandemic. There's war going around across the world. There's been threats of World War III for like the past 5 years. So we're living with a lot of more social anxiety and social pressures. Not saying that they didn't, but at the time, it's just a different situation for us. And we're trying to learn how to handle it all. So I guess the best thing they can do is just acknowledge our feelings, truly acknowledge it, acknowledge that they don't really understand how our minds think, and try to support us in an appropriate way thereafter.
It's difficult to compare struggles, but there's definitely an aspect of just a different situation that doesn't necessarily mean it's easier or harder. It just means you have to acknowledge that there is a situation.
Yeah.
I think that is scary for some parents and some educators to grasp because, you know, it's something that they didn't deal with. They didn't grow up with, you know, they might not know how to deal with that.
It'd be easier if we were dealing with the same struggles that they spent their childhoods learning how to deal with. Well, thanks, Mohammed, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Just to all the students out there who feel like they need to get 100 every time, it's okay. Relax, enjoy high school. It's only 4 years.
Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning, a Pittsburgh-based network of people and organizations that ignite engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in the support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. Learn more at remakelearning.org.
And here is hoping you'll subscribe to that podcast wherever you look for podcasts, Remaking Tomorrow is the podcast series produced right here at our studios.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
I mentioned earlier this morning, and I'll do so again during our Youth Express segment. We are doing so much work in schools right now. We are in Pittsburgh Oliver, also known as Oliver Citywide Academy, Pittsburgh Langley, Pittsburgh Arlington, and Pittsburgh Obama for the Pittsburgh Public Schools Boost Summer Program. We've been involved in every district-wide summer program for over 12 years now, since their inception, and it's our pleasure. We are also part of Opportunity Camp at Woodland Hills. Daily visits there. And Camp Fun is taking place in collaboration with Shadow Student Athletes. And our friends at Youth Places are coming here to visit our brand new Youth Media Center. It's nice to have all of this going on. And I almost forgot, but Radcast is taking place, where a cohort of 20 teens are visiting Allegheny County Regional Assets to create stories that will be featured in a podcast called Radcast. 8 different programs concurrently happening, all using the resources of our new Youth Media Center here at SLB. When things slow down a little bit, we'll have some open houses, so you can take a look at it if you haven't seen it yet. Last week, Bob in Washington stopped by. We had a nice time. Bob also had joy with him, and Grant, speaking of joy, it was nice to have them there. That's John Luke Leroux with a broken glass there at the end in celebration. Here is a song now that is a great song any time of the year. John Maddie, a good friend and somebody who I don't see as often as I used to, posted this song, and it reminded me of how good it is. And he mentioned the great songwriter, Greg Brown. So I thought we'd play it this morning since we have the time to. You'll recognize it right away. Greg Brown, Out in the Country from Iowa Waltz.
Out in the country, gravel road, a ramble all around. Out in the country, have a road to ramble all around. And the dust blow up till the cool rain tumble down. I'm a red-winged blackbird sits singing on the fence. I'm a red-winged blackbird sing sitting on the fence. It's okay all day, but nobody seems convinced. I'm a little old pasture creek that got no name for me. I'm a little pasture creek that got no name for me. When I grow up, I'm gonna be the Mississippi. I'm a farmer's long shiny car, running out of gas. I'm a farmer's long shiny car, running out of gas. Bikes and the tracks and the mopeds whizzing past. I'm a chicky chicky chicken tucking in the corn. I'm a chicky chicky chicken tucking in the corn. Mama says I was around when I was born, but I don't believe that. I'm a little old raccoon, I got candles in my eyes. I'm a little raccoon, I got candles in my eyes. Stay away from the road or else I might draw flies. Just lying there. Out in the country, gravel road to ramble all around. Out in the country, gravel road to ramble all around. And the farm get bigger and the old home place, you fall down. I'm a green elevator, white as a china dish. I'm a green elevator, white as a china dish. Tall as a satellite, fat as an old catfish. I'm a July cornfield, far as you can see. I'm a July cornfield, but you can walk on top of me. You got to believe, though. Now, first you get your one foot up there, and then you got to get your other foot up there. Easy now. Oops. Cool farm pond on a day about 110. my cool farm pond on a day about 110. I'm cool, I'm around, I'm ready, so come on in. I'm a river valley, I used to be a mountain top. I'm a river valley, I used to be a mountain top. Once you go down, oh brother, it's hard to stop. Out in the country, gravel road, I ramble all around. Out in the country, gravel road, I ramble all around. And the dust blew up till the cool rain tumbled down. Cool rain tumbled in there.
Greg Brown was 32 when he recorded that out in the country. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great network of wonderful community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services available everywhere, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Stomp, stomp, start your hands a-clapping.
Stomp, stomp,
start your feet a-pat.
Stomp, stomp,
to the right,
stomp, stomp,
to the left. Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp,
jump into the boogie.
Stomp, stomp,
do the boogie-woogie.
Stomp, stomp,
to the right,
stomp, stomp,
to the left. Jack, you really come on. You feel so alive when you're starting to swing. You don't know, and I don't know, nobody knows a thing.
Stomp, stomp,
start your hands clapping.
Stomp, stomp,
start your feet a-pat.
Stomp, stomp,
to the right,
stomp, stomp,
to the left. Jack, you really come on.
Stomp, stomp.
Don't know, and I don't know, nobody knows a thing.
Stomp, stomp,
stomp,
Start your hands a-clapping. Start your feet a-patting. To the right, to the left, Jack, you really come on. To the right, to the left, Jack, you really come on.
It's nice to have an instructive song, isn't it? That's Louis Franco and The Missing Cats. SLB comes together with the help of a lot of amazing people in no particular order. Big thanks to our staff, manager of production and distribution, Chad Green, associate producer and community coordinator, Alexis Thompson, director of programs, Deanna Beringer, executive producer, Ricky Berger, senior staff educator, Ben Rutkowski. Youth Advisory Council members, Morgan McCray and Lance Wilhelm. Staff educator, Britt Haefley. Director of Operations, Robert Gray. Staff educator, Annalise Abraham. And staff educators this summer, Ian Arnold, Olivia Marlowe, and also Alex Bosick. Working here as well. This is Larry Berger, and it's been quite a phenomenal busy time for us here, and we want to thank everybody as well as our board of directors for making things happen here at SLB. Oh, lest I forget, Lee Butler, who is with us by way of Carlo University, is an intern with us as well. Back in 2017, the Center for Young Musicians visited with some young guitarists, and we have a segment now that features them. At the time of this recording, one of the guitarists was as young as six. You'll also hear a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 16-year-old. And then coming up in about half an hour, we have Luna, who is going to play live on the radio. She's got a great voice, perhaps a little banjo and guitar today, depending on what she decides to play. But she'll be with us live in studio in our next hour. Thank you. Beautifully done. That was Autumn from Vivaldi, and you heard Lesson for Two Lutes, Benjamin Solomon, and Julian Drake. And I think now you have a piece from Mozart. Am I correct? If I haven't lost count, and then we'll talk with them in just a moment. Beautifully done, and I'm going to give you a chance to meet Ben and Julian right now, and they are going to play again two duets, and then Benjamin has a solo coming up after that, and in just a moment, Carson Joller and Graham Kuntz are going to play together. I'll let you introduce yourself to folks and tell me a bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Ben Solomon. I go to Pine Richland and I'm in 10th grade.
And when did you start playing guitar?
When I was 4.
Wow. And do you remember that?
Kind of, not really, yeah, not
as
much.
As you get older, it gets harder to remember that. You must practice a lot to be able to play with such dexterity and grace. Do you practice frequently?
Yeah, I try to practice 45 minutes a day.
That probably is hard. I saw you look at Ben as you said that, your instructor. It's how often do you see him for lessons?
Once a week.
Or Mark. I'm sorry, I said Ben. Mark Marston.
Yeah.
Once a week for instructions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has got to be, you want to keep up as you practice. What else do you like to do?
I play saxophone in the marching band for my school.
Nice. Are you in the midst of
this year? We're at our, like, state final, I think, right now, or maybe regional final. I have a game right after this.
Yeah, I feel bad for anybody marching in a parade today. It's kind of wet weather for that. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
Not much, no.
No.
I still don't know.
No, well, that's just fine. Well, let's meet the person next to you. This is Julian Drake, 13, right?
Yep.
And where do you go to school?
I go to the school at North Hills Middle School.
And how long have you played guitar?
Since I was 4, so 9 years.
You both have played for a long time. Do you have any memory of that?
Not really.
No. What do you like about playing?
I just like getting to play a bunch of different songs from like all over the world, and it's fun.
Now, you two play together really well, but you are at different high schools. Do you get to practice together much, or how do you work things out?
We have an ensemble class every week.
Okay, so you're there together for that. Makes total and perfect sense. What else do you like to do?
I like to play the cymbals in my marching band's drumline.
Excellent. That is not the easy. Do you you play them yourself? Do you ever have to hold them for the snare line to play?
We do a couple times, but we don't really do that a lot.
Yeah, that's not the easiest. I was in the drum line. I did not play cymbals, but holding and marching with the cymbals, you get some muscles doing that. It's not the easiest job in the world.
Yep.
Plus, with cymbals, when you're off, it really shows. You need to hit them just at the right moment. Nice to talk. Oh, well, have you thought about a career at all?
Probably something with computers.
Great. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now, coming up now, and we'll talk with them in a moment, but we are going to hear a few songs from Carson Joller and Graham Kuntz. They're going to play together, and then we'll get back to Benjamin and Julian in a moment. I think you'll recognize some of the songs you're about to hear. They look like they're ready to go. All set, and here we go. And before they play, let me just mention that Graham is 10 and Carson is 6.
Thank you.
Song of the Wind, Perpetual Motion, and then you probably recognize Goto and Rhodey, Lightly Row and Twinkle Twinkle, ending things up. Ben Solomon and Julian Drake are going to play together in just a moment, but let's meet Carson and Graham, who played just a moment ago. Let's start with Carson. How old are you?
6 and a half.
And when did you begin playing guitar?
4.
Do you have any shout-outs or hellos you'd like to say to anyone who might be listening?
Mom.
Wonderful.
And Dad.
Excellent. What do you like about playing guitar?
Everything.
Well, that's very good. Do you enjoy practicing?
Mm-hmm.
How long do you practice every day? Do you practice every day?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell. I really liked the way you were playing Goats How Aunt Rhodey in particular. You seemed to like that song, jumping right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's meet who's sitting next to you, and I believe that is Graham. Hi, Graham. How old are you?
10.
And what grade are you in, and where do you go to school?
4th, and I go to Bradford Woods Elementary.
And I should have mentioned Carson, I think, is at Wexford Elementary. How long have you played guitar?
About almost a year.
And what do you like about it?
I just like having the talent of playing an instrument.
Do you play others?
No.
So it's nice to have an instrument you can call your own. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I want to say hello to my family.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and it's great to have you here. And Mark, these ensemble classes sound like a terrific way to not only have musicians master their skills, but to master playing with other people, which is a nice thing to be able to do, isn't it?
Right, yeah, and guitars usually play solo, so, you know, when I was a student, I didn't get a chance to play with other people too much, so it's a lot of fun playing with other people, right?
Sounds good. Next, by the way, all of these guitar players are from the Center for Young Musicians and are under Mark Marston's instruction. Now, Benjamin Solomon and Julian Drake have two songs that they're going to do. I know you're going to recognize the second one, which is a Scott Joplin song. The first one is El Vito, a traditional Spanish selection.
Thank you.
Beautiful duet there from Benjamin Solomon and Julian Drake. One of the things that you cannot see that I want to share with you is just how attentive each duo has been to the other duo as they play. Benjamin and Julian were both listening pretty intently as Carson and Graham played, and vice versa, which is really very respectful, and it shows that each of these fellows really cares about musicianship and honoring the art of playing the guitar. Last up, we have a solo from Benjamin Solomon, and it's called La Bicyclette. Do I have that right? La Bicyclette. It looks like bicycle. La Bicyclette. Should be kind of fun. And thank you for being here today. Here is Benjamin Solomon. Beautifully done. That was Benjamin Solomon, and our thanks to him, Julian Drake, Graham Kuntz, Carson Joller, and also Mark Marston from the Center for Young Musicians for being with us. Bravo. Hope you enjoyed that segment, which dates back to 2017, November 18th, to be exact. And we'll have more live youth segments in the weeks ahead, but every now and then we like to go back and listen to a few. Live music coming up in our next hour with indie folk singer, songwriter Luna, who is warming up in the next room right now out in our youth media center, broadcasting live as if there were any other way from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and Chad Green and Alexis Thompson. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and other internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Out the door. She's the only smile. She's the only smile. You can dance for a country mile. She's the only smile. She's the only one. She's the only one. Dancing to a different drum. She's the only one. Couples dance so formal, some dance wild and free, old and young, rich and poor, they're moving to the beat. When she leans closer to me, I don't know what to do. Tells me she just noticed that I've been smiling too. Not the only smile, the only smile. I've been grinning for a little while. She's not the only smile. Not the only one. Not the only one. Dancing to a different drum. She's not the only one. Not the only smile. No, she's not the only smile. I've been grinning for a little while. She's not the only smile.
Different drum, she's not the only one. That's Trout Fishing in America, Ezra and